necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Now you're in the sunken place.
Hello, welcome to Yelling King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Today, I'll be talking about black dances and our fascination in white people trying to imitate or emulate us and our style in these dances. Recently, it just became known that Jahlia Harmon is the 14-year-old performer and creator of the new popular dance called The Renegade. But to everyone's surprise, she was not the one who became famous or known for the dance at the beginning. Her fame was stolen from her by a white girl named Charlie, a TikTok content creator. It has been months that this dance has been out, and we're just now finding out that this was created by a 14-year-old black girl. And the thing that is interesting about it is how this white girl, she could not do the original choreography, so she changed it in a way that she could do it. And it was also later that the original creator, Jahlia, even taught this white girl and another TikTok content creator how to do the original dance. Now, some people would say better late than never, but this fascination that white people have with black dances has a long history, and it's been known that whenever a black woman does something and a white woman sees it and steals it, the black woman will be deemed as ghetto and seen as a lesser being or lesser person for that dance. Meanwhile, the white woman should be praised for it, such as twerking, which was originally created in Africa. It was a tradition that came with us during the Atlantic slave trade to the Americas, and it became known as twerking around the early 2000s with Ying Yang Twins and Lil Jon when they were in the clubs and they started making songs about twerking. Twerking back then was seen as ghetto ratchet, and the fact that every woman was doing it, it was a thing that became a taboo at first. Fast forward years later, you now have white women who are performing twerking classes, and it's seen as classy. It's seen as stylish. They are capitalizing off of what we've done, but they're not getting the same scrutiny that black women have received for it. Another example would be 2 Millie's Millie Rock that was stolen from him and put inside the hit popular game Fortnite. He has sued them over this, and as expected, he was not able to win this legal case. He sued them over copyright infringement. And not only did they steal his dance, but they changed the name too. They even took Snoop Dogg's Crip Walk, changing the name as well to something else. These video games, white people, they are fascinated with black people's dance moves because we are, in a sense, the ones that put out this culture of just style and creativity that they never can imagine. We are essentially the ones that they copy for everything from fashion to dance to food to art. And they steal everything that we make and change the name on it. Even down to our hairstyles. We called it locks, but they called it dreadlocks. But let's get back to this whole, their fascination with our black dances. Because we've noticed that they, whatever we do when it comes down to dance moves, that is a part of our culture, they become fascinated with it. And many black people then say that they don't mind because it's not just our culture, it's American culture. And the thing is, it's not American culture, it's ours. We are the ones who are creating these dance moves. We're the ones that's naming it. So this is black culture's things, not theirs. And like with 2 Millie, the thing is, one reason why he lost is because white people would not consider our dance actually choreographic moves. That they'll just say it's just randomness that is put together. Meanwhile, if it were something like the ballet, like ballet dance moves, that you can sue over because it's a choreographed dance that tells a story. And because so-called our dances don't tell a story, that's why we cannot sue over it. Even though they're stealing what we've done and what we're doing and changing names on it. And that was just in a video game. Just imagine these kids, they're now seeing these things in these video games and going out and copying what they're seeing, not knowing the original content creator who created this. And it's being now credited to that white company or that white person, such as what happened with Leah. They saw her dance moves and they pretty much watered it down because they were not able to imitate or even emulate her style, her flash, her flair. And recently, through social media, we see that she's now linked up with these two white girls and showed them how to do the original dance. Of course, many people don't see the issues with these things because many people just want to sweep things under the rug and think that if we let white people into our culture, that they'll treat us even better, treat us as if we're human, when they're not. Their fascination with everything that we do and done is not going to stop them from hating us. You can like black culture. You can like our dance moves and still hate us all in the same breath. And I'm not sure entirely if anyone remembers, but there was a video a while back of this white woman dancing to this African style beat and this African dance while filming amongst a bunch of African people, and they seemed and looked very unimpressed and just absolute bored by her attempt to do what they have been doing for thousands and thousands of years. And she uploaded it to social media thinking that she actually killed it, but in reality she didn't. White people just have had this fascination for black culture for the longest, and everything that we do, they've gotten from us. And I don't understand why so many black people are supportive of this, but if that's what you are for, supporting what white people doing, what you do every day, and treating it and acting differently towards it because they're white versus black people who do these things every day, then that really just shows your mindset and that you're not really trying to claim what's ours, but rather give it away. That's like them stealing everything that we've ever done in life and erasing the history of it and replacing it with white people. Even though we know black people made these things and done these things and created these different inventions, our culture, our dances are in the same category. You cannot just give it away just because you feel like it'll end racism or that we should share our culture. There are things that we should not share, and our culture is one of them. They don't have a culture, thus why we call them culture vultures. So the next time you decide that you're going to celebrate them for doing what we've done, don't. Because you do not speak for the rest of us. And those of us will not give away our culture. We will love ourselves, love our culture, love our history. Not just what we've done for America, but what we have done in Africa and brought over here. Because they did not steal, they didn't kidnap people. They stole us. And when they stole us, they stole our names. They stole our language, our spiritual beliefs. They stole doctors. They stole all types of people, writers, historians, young and old. And we will reclaim what's ours and not give away it. Also, please remember that
everything you got from us.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Titsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.